Blessed is our God, always, now, and forever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you, heavenly King, comforter, spirit of truth, who in all places and who fill all things, treasure of good things, and giver of life, come and abide in us, cleanse us from every stain, and save, O good one, our souls.
Together. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, pardon our sins. Master, forgive our iniquities. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Yaraburcham, Yaraburcham, Yaraburcham. Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O come, let us worship and bow down to our King and God. O come, let us worship and bow down to Christ, our King and God. O come, let us worship and bow down to Christ himself, our King and God. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt offerings. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purposes. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves all his anointed ones. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call.
The King shall have joy in your strength, O Lord. And in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. Ye have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Glory, honor, and majesty you have placed upon him. For you made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. Their Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which are not able to perform. Therefore you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string towards their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power.
Together. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, pardon our sins. Master, forgive our iniquities. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. O Lord, save your people. Bless your inheritance, granting victory to the faithful against their adversaries, and protecting your commonwealth by your cross. Glory to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Christ, O Christ our God, who of our own will was lifted upon the cross, grant your mercies to your new commonwealth, named after you. In your power, gladden their faithful leaders, granting them victory against the adversaries. May they have your alliance as a weapon of peace, an invincible trophy, now and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen. O awesome and ever-present protection, O lauded and most gracious Theotokos, overlook not our supplications, edify the commonwealth of the Orthodox, save those whom you have called to govern, and grant them victory from on high.
For you have given birth to God, the only blessed One.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to your great mercy, we pray you hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Again we pray for all devout and Orthodox Christians.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Again we pray for Archbishop Isaiah. And all of the brotherhood in Christ.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie.
You are a merciful and loving God, and you do we ascribe glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and in the ages of ages.
Amen. In the name of the Lord, Master, give the blessing.
Glory to the Holy Consubstantial, life-giving, and undivided Trinity, always, now, and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people. Δόξιν ἐψίστις Θεό και πίστη δίνει ανθρώπις ευδοκία. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people. Κύριε τα χείλη μου ανοίξεις και το στόμα μου ενεγγελεί την ανασύν σου. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are those who rise up against me. Many are they who say to me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory in the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he had heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me, not in your hot displeasure. For your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are full of inflammation, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants. My strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it has also gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those also who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak of destruction and plan deception all the day long. But I, like a deaf man, do not hear, and I am like a mute who does not open his mouth. Thus I am like a man who does not hear and in whose mouth there is no response. For in you, O Lord, I hope. You will hear, O Lord my God, for I said, hear me, lest they rejoice over me, lest when my foot slips they exalt themselves against me. For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity, I will be in anguish over my sin. But my enemies are vigorous, and they are strong, and those who hate me wrongfully have multiplied. Those also who render evil for good, they are my adversaries, because I follow what is good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. And do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
O Lord, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because of your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you, O God. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
O Lord, God of my salvation, I've cried out day and night before you, that my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draw near to the grave. I am counted with those who go down into the pit. I am like a man who has no strength to drift among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness and the depths. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your ways. You have put away all my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am shut up, and I cannot get out. My eye wastes away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me all day long like water. They engulfed me altogether. Loved one and friend you have put far from me, and my acquaintances in the darkness. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always stride with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, in all places of his dominion.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication. In your faithfulness, answer me. And in your righteousness, do not enter into judgment with your servant. For in your sight, no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, like those who have long been dead. Therefore my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the works of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off all my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. In your righteousness, O Lord, answer me, and enter not into judgment with your servant. In your righteousness, O Lord, answer me, and enter not into judgment with your servant. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Our hope, O Lord. Glory to you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, the stability of the holy churches of God, and the union of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and those who enter it with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For Archbishop Isaiah,
his polity the Sparta,
the Honorable Presbytery of the Diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and laity, let us pray to the Lord. For the President of our country, for all those in civil authority, and for our armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord. For this city, for every city and land, and the faithful who dwell in them, let us pray to the Lord. For temperate weather and abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Those who travel by land, the sea, or air, the sick, the suffering, for captives, for their safety and salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our all-holy, pure, most blessed, glorious Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God. For to you are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and in the ages of ages.
Of God. Amen. My spirit seeks you early in the night watches, for your commandments are light upon the earth.
Επί της γης.
Αλληλούια.
Αλληλούια. Shall seize upon an untaught people, and now fire shall consume the adversaries. Lord.
upon those who are vainglorious on earth.
Have mercy on her.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy upon us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy,
most holy theological save us.
With all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, Lord.
For yours is the dominion, yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen. The harlot came to you. O merciful Lord, pouring out on your feet mixed with her own tears, and was redeemed of her vices at your command. But you're ungrateful disciple, though he breathed your grace, rejected it, and becoming mixed in the filthy mire, he sells you in his greed, O Christ. Glory to your compassion.
The deceitful Judas, in his love for money, set out cunningly to betray you, O Lord, the treasure of life. Therefore, in his folly, he hastens to the Judeans, saying to the lawless, "What will you give me? And I will deliver him to you, that he may be crucified."
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen. The harlot in her grief called out to you, O compassionate Lord, and fervently dried your sacred feet with the hair of her head, and from the depths of her heart she groaned, "Cast me not out, neither abhor me, O my God, but receive me in repentance and save me for you alone are merciful."
That we may be made worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us pray to the Lord our God. Wisdom, rise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be with all. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, the crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. The Pharisees then said to one another, "You see that you can do nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, And Andrew went with Philip, and they told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing by heard it and said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." He said this to show by what death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." When Jesus had said this, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, yet they did not believe in him. It was that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled, "Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore they could not believe. For Isaiah again said, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they should see with their eyes and perceive with their heart and turn for me to heal them." Isaiah said this because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. And Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my sayings and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has a judge. The word that I have spoken will be his judge on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority. The Father who sent me has himself given to me commandment that what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has bidden me.
Together, Psalm 50. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bullocks on your altar.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy upon us, and protect us, O God.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, Lord.
For you are a good and loving God, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Ye of above, amen. Tis Pisteos and Petram est erehosas e platinas to stomamu e pectrusmu e frathigata pneumamu en to psalin uc est in aios os o Theos imon Celc est ide Ceos plin sucirie.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In vain the council of the lawless men is assembled, and in a perverse manner agreed to declare you the deliverer, condemned, to whom we sing, you are our God, and there is none holy save you, O Lord.
Now and ever, and to the ages of ages, amen.
the arbitrary council of lawless men convenes with the God-fighting spirit to put to death as inexpedient the righteous Christ to whom we sing, You are God, and there is none holy save you, O Lord. You have edified me on the rock of faith. You have opened wide my mouth against my enemies. For my spirit has rejoiced in singing, There is none holy as our God, and there is none righteous save you, O Lord.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy upon us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, blessed, most and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
You are God, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen. I have transgressed, O Master, more than the harlot, but I have not offered you a shower of tears. Praying, though, in silence, I fall down before you with fervor, kissing your sacred feet, that you will forgive me my debts as a cry unto you. O Savior, deliver me from the filth of my evil deeds.
O Savior, deliver me from the filth of my evil deeds.
The woman who was once a prodigal showed herself suddenly wise. Despising her shameful sins and carnal pleasure, she reflected on the magnitude of her shame and the judgment of hell which harlots and prodigals suffer. Of these I am of the first, and I am terrified, but fool that I am, I persist in my perverse habits. The harlot also was in terror, but she hastened and came to the Redeemer, crying out, O loving and merciful Father, deliver me from the filth of my evil deeds.
Deliver me from the filth of my evil deeds.
On the 27th day of the month of April, we remember the holy horror martyr Simeon, the Bishop of Jerusalem, and relative of the Lord. On this day, we also commemorate our righteous father, John the Confessor, abbot of the Monastery of the Chaste. On this day, we commemorate the holy martyr Publius, who was perfected in martyrdom and died by the sword. On this day, we commemorate Saint Evloius, the Hospitable of Egypt, who died in peace. On this day, we commemorate the holy martyr Lollion the Younger, who, having been dragged upon the ground, was perfected in martyrdom. On this day, we commemorate our righteous father, Stephen, abbot of the Kievan Caves, who also became bishop of Vladimir. On this, the great and holy Wednesday, the holy fathers have ordained the commemoration that should be made of the anointing of the Lord with myrrh by the woman who was a sinner. For this occurred shortly before the passion of the Savior. The woman pouring out myrrh on the body of Christ anticipates the myrrh and alloys of Nicodemus. Anointed with the perceptible myrrh, O Christ God, set us free from overwhelming passions. And have mercy on us as the only merciful and loving God. Amen. Rimatiranu epi epiriskisen Epta plasios caminos ex ecave pote en ipe de su eflectison basileos patis andes dogma laevon panda ta erga Kyriou ton Kyrion ipnite ke iperipsute is pandas tus eonas.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
the woman, O Christ, poured out the precious myrrh on your exalted, divine, and awesome head, and touched your most pure feet with her defiled hands, crying aloud, all the works of the Lord, praise the Lord, and exalt him forever.
We glorify Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Lord. She who was immersed in sin washed the feet of the Creator with her tears and dried them with her hair. She was forgiven for all that she had committed in her life and cried aloud, all the works of the Lord, praise the Lord, and exalt him forever.
Και νυν και αΐν και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων, αμήν. Ιερουργείται το λύτρον, ευνόμων ειν εξωτηρίων σπλάχνονται και δακρύων πηγής, εν διάρεξ αγορεύσεως, εκπληθήσα ούτα κατασχήνετο. Αλεύω απάντα τα έργα Κυρίου, τον Κύριο υμνείτε και υπερυψούτε, εις πάντας τους αιώνας.
We praise, we bless, and we worship the Lord. When the tyrant's order prevailed, the furnace was fired sevenfold, and in it the children were not burned, but trampling underfoot the king's decree, they did cry out, all the works of the Lord, praise the Lord, and exalt him forever.
Let us honor and magnify in song the Theotokos and Mother of the Light.
Sikhes Kathares Kearipotis Hilesi Lefte Megalinomen Tinakili Dotor Kei Peragnon Mitera Tu Emanuil Di Aftis To Ex Aftis Prosferon Des Presbiet Tekthendi Φύσε των ψυχών ημών, Χριστέ ο Θεός και σώσον ημών.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you, showing himself ungrateful, envious and cunning. Judas calculates a God-worthy gift, by which a debt of sins was forgiven, and as a knave he exploited the divine favor. Spare our souls, O Christ our God, and save us.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Going to the lawless rulers, he says, what will you give me? And I will deliver unto you the Christ whom you want and seek. From the closest bond with Christ, Judas is drawn away by gold. Spare our souls, O Christ our God, and save us.
Και νυν και αΐ και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων, αμήν. Ο πληρωτικής φιλαργυρίας ασπώνται, λήθης όθεν ετυχές, ότι ψυχής ουδός ισοστάσιος ο κόσμος, ως εδιδαχτής από γνώση, χάρσε αυτόν ευρώχησας ανάψας προδότα. Φύσε των ψυχών ημών, Χριστέ ο Θεός,
Come, let us with pure souls and blameless lips magnify the undefiled and all pure mother of Emmanuel, offering through her to him who was born of her this prayer. Spare our souls, O Christ our God, and save us.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy upon us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, most holy, blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and Ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For all the heavenly powers praise you, and to you they ascribe glory, to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Donim fonasu vlebo.
Praise
Him.
Praise him, all you his hosts. To you, O God, praise is due.
Praise him for sovereignty, praise him according to the fullness of his majesty, the Lord, recognizing you, the Son of the Virgin as God, and weeping beside you with her tears, equal to her pasties, and cried aloud, "Loose my debt, as I unloose my tresses. Show love unto the one justly hated who now loves you, and who with the publicans cries out to you, O benefactor, lover of mankind."
Αυτόν είναι ο σάλπιγγος, είδε αυτόν εν ψαλτηρίο και κιθάρα. With the precious myrrh the harlot mixed her tears and poured it over your sacred feet. As she kissed them, immediately you justified her. Grant also forgiveness to us, you who suffered for us, and save us.
Praise him with cymbals and chorus, praise him with strings and pipe. While the sinful woman was offering the myrrh, the disciple was making terms with the lawless. She did rejoice in emptying out that which was precious, and he hastened to sell him who was above all price. She acknowledged the Master. He severed himself from the Master. She was set free, and Judas became a slave unto the enemy. Monstrous was his callousness. Great was her repentance. Grant me this also, a Savior who suffered for us and save us.
Εν είτε αυτόν εν κυβάλισε βήχης, εν είτε αυτόν εν κυβάλισε λαλαγμού, πάσα πνοήν εσές ατό τον Κύριο. Ότι Ιούδας αθλειότητος εθεωρεί την πόρνη φιλούσα τα ίχνη και σκέπτε το δόλο της προδοσίας το φίλημα. Εκείνη τους προκάμους διέλυσε και ούτως το θυμό εδεσμητέω. Φέρον αντιμύρου τη δυσόδη κακία, φθόνος γάρου κουίδε προτιμάν το συμφέρον. Ότι σαου Ιούδα αθλειότητος αφίστρησε ο Θεός
τα σφιχάς ημών.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The woman who was a sinner hastened to the marketplace that she might purchase precious myrrh to anoint the benefactor. To the myrrh seller she cried aloud, "Give me the myrrh, that even I may anoint him who has wiped away all my sins."
Now and ever, and to the ages of the ages. Amen.
she who was engulfed in sin found near the haven of salvation, and pouring out myrrh with her tears, cried out, saying, "Behold him who bears the repentance of sinners. O Master, in your great mercy, rescue me from the tempest of sin."
Together. To you all glory, O Lord our God, is befitting, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you. We give thanks to you for your great glory. Lord, King, Heavenly God, Father Almighty, Lord, Only Begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit, Lord God, the Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You who takes away the sins of the world, accept our prayer. You who are seated on the right hand of the Father, and have mercy on us. For you alone are holy, you alone are Lord Jesus Christ. To the glory of God the Father. Amen. Each day I will bless you and praise your name forever and to the ages of the ages. Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to another. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Lord, to you have I fled. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. For with you is the source of life, and in your light we shall see light. Extend your mercy to those who know you. Grant, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our fathers, and your name is praised and glorified unto all ages. Amen. Lord, let your mercy be upon us as we have hoped in you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Master, grant me understanding of your statutes. Blessed are you, O Holy One, enlighten me by your statutes. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Overlook not the works of your own hands. To you praise, worship, and glory is befitting. To the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Let us complete our prayer to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy upon us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. That this whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask the Lord. Angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask the Lord. For forgiveness and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask the Lord. Good and beneficial to our souls and for peace in the world, let us ask the Lord. For the completion of our lives in peace and repentance, let us ask the Lord. And to our lives painless, unashamed, peaceful, and for a good account before the awesome judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. O memorating our most holy, pure, blessed, most and glorious holy Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
You are a God of mercy, compassion, and love, and you do we ascribe glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
Let us bow our heads to the Lord.
Gaze, overseeing all creation, do we bow in spirit and body and pray to you, Holy of Holies, extend forth your unseen hand from only dwelling place and bless all if we have sinned voluntarily and involuntary. As a good and merciful God, forgive us and grant us your earthly and heavenly boundaries.
For it is yours to show mercy and to save us, our God, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Today Christ comes to the house of the Pharisee, and a sinful woman approached him, falling at his feet and crying out, "Behold me engulfed in sin and in despair for my deeds, and yet not despised by your goodness. Grant me, O Lord, the remission from evil and save me."
Εμπλήστημεν προειδουέλειος σου, Κυρία, και αγελιασόμεθε εφράνθημεν εμπάστας ημέρας ημών.
The harlot spread out her hair before the Master. Judas spread out his hands to the lawless men. The one to receive forgiveness, the other to receive the silver. Therefore, let us cry out to you, who was sold and who has freed all of us. O Lord, glory to you.
We rejoiced in the days you humbled us, the years in which we saw afflictions. Look upon your servants and your works and guide their children. A sinful and defiled woman drew near to you, O Savior, and poured out tears upon your feet, proclaiming your passion. How can I look upon you, O Master? For you indeed have come to save the harlot. You who raised Lazarus from the tomb after 4 days, raise me out of the depths, who is dying, and accept me, the wretched one, O Lord, and save me.
Και έστω η λαπρό της Κυρίου του Θεού εφημών εφημάς, και τα έργα των χειρών ημών κατεύθυνων εφημάς, και το έργο των χειρών ημών κατεύθυνων. Οι απεγνωσμένοι διά του βίου και επεγνωσμένοι διά των τρόπων των μοίρων βαστάζουσα, προσήλθε συμβόσα. Μη με πόνη να απορρίψεις, οτεχθείς εκ παρθένου, μη μου τα δάκρυα παρήδεις. Η χαρά των αγγέλων αλλά δέξου με μετανοούσαν, η εκουπά πόσο αμαρτάνουσαν, Κύριε, δια το μέγα σου ελέος.
The woman who had fallen into many sins, perceiving your divinity, O Lord, assumes the role of a myrrh-bearer. And lamenting, she brings the myrrh before your burial. "Woe to me," she said, "for me night is an ecstasy of excess, dark and moonless and full of sinful desire. Receive the sources of my tears, you who gathers into clouds the water of the sea. Incline the groanings of my heart, you who in your ineffable condescension bow down the heavens." I will embrace and kiss your sacred feet and wipe them again with the tresses of the hair of my head. Your feet, at whose sound Eve hid herself in fear when she heard your footsteps while you were walking in paradise in the twilight. O my Savior and soul saver, who can ever track down the multitude of my sins and the depths of your judgment? Do not disregard me, your servant, you whose mercy is boundless.
Thank you. It is good, a good thing to confess to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your loving kindness in the morning and your truth by night.
Together. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, pardon our sins. Master, forgive our iniquities. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Pater imon, o in thee suranis, aiestito ton omasu, el theto e basilisu, genitito tadlimasu, os neuronon capitisis, tonatan imon ton abusion, dosim in simeron, ke apsimenta flimeta imon, os ke mis apimeta suleta simon, ke mis neis masis perasmon, alarissimas apotopneru.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. Having transgressed, O good Master, more than the harlot, I come to you without the shower of tears. Praying, though, in silence, I fall down before you, and with fervor kiss your sacred feet, that you may grant me forgiveness of my debts as I cry out, O Savior, deliver me from the mire of my deeds. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Yaraburkam, Yaraburkam, Yaraburkam. Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and incomparably more glorious than the seraphim, who incorruptibly did bear God the Word, verily the Theotokos you we magnify. In the name of the Lord, Master, give the blessing.
Sophia,
Evloison.
The one who has blessed Christ our God always, now and forever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
O Heavenly King, strengthen our faithful leaders, edify the faith, pacify the nations, grant peace to your world, protect this holy church and this city, place our departed parents, brothers and sisters in the dwelling of the just, and in your goodness and mercy receive us also in repentance and confession as a good and loving Lord.
O Lord and Master of my life, deliver me from the spirit of indolence, meddling, vain ambition, and vain talk. Bestow upon me, your servant, the spirit of prudence, humility, patience, and love. Yes, O Lord and King, grant to me that I may see my own faults and not to judge my brother, for you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen.
Glory to you, O Christ, our God, and our hope, glory to you. May Christ, our true God, the Lord who willingly came to the Passion for our salvation, through the intercessions of his most holy, pure, and blessed Mother, the Theotokos, through the power of the precious life-giving cross, the protection of the honored bodiless powers of the heavens, the honored glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, the holy, glorious, all audible apostles, the holy and God-bearing fathers, the holy, righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, St. Catherine, the great martyr, patroness of this holy temple, St. Matrona, our mother, whose memory we commemorate this day, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us as our good, loving, and merciful God. Through the prayers of Holy Master, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us. Father Lou, Father Jimmy, Deacon Paul,
brothers and sisters in the Lord. As we know, or should know, the Orthodox Church is a direct continuity from the Apostolic Age. And we see this in regard to the way Holy Week begins each and every year. On a number of occasions, and we read this in any of the three synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, very religious people went to our Lord and asked him the question. They said, "This is a fasting period. Why are your disciples not fasting?" And the Lord responded, "How can the guests of the bridegroom fast when the bridegroom is with them? But the time is coming when the bridegroom will be taken away, and then they will fast." It is our Lord who calls himself the bridegroom. And when he uses the term bridegroom, he's referring to his second coming, coming in glory to gather up his bride from this temporary existence and taking all of his people, his sons and daughters, into the eternal kingdom. I never knew why these services, Sunday night and Monday and today, are called the bridegroom services. It's a direct continuity from those days. And we know this because when Jerusalem was destroyed by Titus, the Roman emperor, in 70 AD, the Christians thought that our Lord would be returning right after that. Why? It was yesterday's gospel reading, the 24th chapter of Matthew. The disciples asked the Lord, "When are you coming back?" And his response was, "It is not for you to know the day or the time, but I will tell you this. Terrible things will be happening. Things that never happened before, nor will they ever happen again." And he goes on and mentions other things. And so when the Christians, the first Christians, whom most of them, of course, were Jewish, when they saw the destruction of Jerusalem, they believed that the Lord would return. Many of them did not marry during that apostolic period, the first century of Christianity, because they thought he would be returning very soon. So they didn't enter into marriage. They didn't believe that it was time to marry and have children because the end was coming. But then they remembered the rumor that Peter started, and that is at the end of John's Gospel. When our Lord told Peter how he would die, a sacrificial death, a martyr, and Peter asked, "What about him?" John was walking behind, the youngest of the 12. And the Lord said, "What is it to you if he remains even when I return? You follow me." And the rumor persisted into the second century that the Lord would not return because John was still alive. John slept the sleep of death after 100 AD. Then they realized that the Lord was not going to come right away, but every so often when terrible things were happening, people went and hid. In Cappadocia, they went into underground tunnels because they thought that the Lord was returning after the destruction that would be seen and experienced. And so this concept of the Lord returning began in our tradition of Holy Lent, the Holy Lenten period. This is why Holy Week begins with the belief that the Lord is returning. And the tradition has persisted that he will return during the time of the Jewish Passover. Why? Because that's when he sacrificed himself for the life of the world, giving up his physical body on Friday, descending into Hades and releasing all the souls who were in Hades. Peter brings that out nicely in his first epistle. He says that our Lord descended into that dark prison in order to preach to those who died in the days of Noah. It was obvious that all the people on this planet, we don't know how many, had not heard of the teachings of monotheism, the only true religion in the world at that time. All other religions were polytheistic. And so this tradition has come down to the present day. There's no other reason why the first 3 days of Holy Week are called bridegroom services. We are reminded that the Lord is returning. And I think in our day, I believe it. Forget what other Christian denominations have said about the second coming. They've said it so long and so many times that they make a joke out of it. I saw on the back of a car some years ago this slogan, "The King is returning, look busy." It's a joke. And Peter says that the days are coming when the second coming of the Lord will not be believed by the people. But we should be reminded of this every year, because we have begun to see things that never happened before, nor will they ever happen again. Terrible things all over the world. People, innocent people, die in the most treacherous ways. And if they're not dying, they are drowning trying to leave the Middle East and go on into Europe. What a tragic picture in the Orthodox Observer. The dead boy who was drowned and the waters washed him up on one of the Greek islands. We will see worse things happening. This is why it's important for us to remember that the Lord is returning, because otherwise we would lose our faith. And that's what the evil one wants us to do. He wants to create terrible things so that we can blame God for these terrible things that have been happening. What a blessing it was. Last spring, almost summertime, when the demonic young man joined that Bible study group in South Carolina, in Charleston, and he killed 9 of those people in that Bible study. And what a Christian thing it was when the relative said, "We forgive him." It is difficult for us to forgive things less serious than the murder of family members. Very difficult. That's because our ego gets in the way. I was talking recently to a person, a very faithful member of the church. I don't know why I always get angry, why I'm impatient. There's one reason. You're feeding your ego. You believe that consciously or unconsciously, you will pass judgment on that person bothering you, annoying you. And yet we know, as members of the body of Christ, we have no right to judge any human being. We have no right to judge Satan and the fallen angels. Only one has the right to judge, our Lord Jesus Christ. We are his icons. What's an icon? I've said it other times, I'm sure here. An icon is our reflection. When we look in the mirror, we see our icon. It's our reflection. We are reflections of Christ. I'm a distorted reflection. I'm still working on getting that distortion out of me. I pray constantly, and I'm sure many of us here do also, to come to the point that St. Paul came to when he said, what? I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Today we are living at a time when God has been replaced by whom? By each and every individual. Solzhenitsyn said that in 1978. I just read a fantastic presentation that he gave at Harvard University. And he talked about American society coming to the point where the individual is the center of all activity. Everything has to move around me. I have a relative who has OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. They put themselves first before anyone and anything else, because they have created a ritual around their lives, and you, if you don't fit into that ritual, you are disturbing their harmony. So we're living at a time when people believe that they are right and there's no one else who is as right as they are. They even, if they believe in God, they believe that God made a mistake. They should have made him a girl, not a boy. They should have made him a boy, not a girl. I don't know if I mentioned this, but it's worth mentioning again. Some months ago, an Orthodox Christian committed suicide somewhere in this metropolis. The person was in his 30s. And the father went to the priest, and he wanted an Orthodox funeral, but he wanted to use his son's name. And the priest said, what are you talking about? He said, well, he was baptized a girl, but now he's a man. And so the priest called me, and he said, I have this problem. What am I going to do? I said, if he was baptized a girl, you have to use that name, because I will not go contrary to a sacrament done by the Holy Spirit. In our church, I think we all know it or should know it, every sacrament is in the third person. We as clergy, whether priests or deacons, do not do the baptisms or the weddings or the holy unction tomorrow by our own authority. Everything is in the third person. It is the Holy Spirit who does all the sacraments. Even there's a very meaningful, very clear statement in the wedding sacrament that God is the celebrant of mystical marriage. And so I told the priest, I said, I'm not going against the Holy Spirit. I said, whatever the Holy Spirit did is valid. Who am I to say it's invalid? But I told him, I'll tell you one thing. Tell the father of that person, don't use a name at all, just say the servant of God, and I'll accept that. The father did not accept it. And he took his son to another non-Orthodox church and did the funeral service. These things are going to multiply, and people are going to try to make decisions contrary to the teachings of Orthodoxy. The seventh and final ecumenical council in 787, to this present day, indicates through our history, nothing has changed, nothing has been added to our teachings, nothing has been subtracted from our teachings. In June, there's going to be a pan-Orthodox synod on the island of Crete. The patriarch wanted it in St. Irene, which is behind Hagia Sophia in Constantinople. But the Russians didn't want it there because Turkey shot down two Russian fighter planes last year. And the Turkish government officials know that it's because of that that our pan-Orthodox synod will be held in Crete. There will be nothing discussed as far as the teachings are concerned. Just the administration and things pertaining to church marriage and divorces and things like that. Because different jurisdictions have different local traditions. Even in the Greek tradition, when I hear something strange, I say that's Yaya theology. Because in different villages in Greece, new teachings pop up, and they've been there for a while, have nothing to do with the teachings of the church. And so the teachings of the church will continue to remain. But let us not allow ourselves, when we see and hear of worse things that have thus happened, no, do not allow ourselves to be afraid. Fear comes from Satan. Fear comes from Satan. Satan wants to make us afraid. But if we have the love of God, we will never fear anything. And from now on, one of our personal private prayers that we should repeat constantly, every day, ask our Lord to give to you His peace. Irini. Whenever our Lord greeted anyone, what did He say? Peace be with you. If we have the peace of God, the whole world around us can crumble and it won't bother us. Because the peace of God will verify within us that we are safe and we are protected. But in order to have the peace of God, let us invite Christ into our lives more often. We don't do that. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask Him to give us our daily bread and other things. But we don't invite Him into our lives. And He won't come uninvited. I probably have mentioned this in the past also, but there was a painter in France many years ago who painted our Lord full body knocking on a gate door. And he called a friend of his and says, how do you like the painting? He says, it's beautiful, but there's no handle on the door. No, he says, they're not supposed to be. The person inside opens the door after someone on the outside knocks on it. And that's the way God is. He does not interfere with our free will. If he gave to us intellect and free will, he does not interfere with our free will. Paul says it beautifully. Christ does not contend against himself. Christ does not fight against himself. Christ will not interfere with our free will, because then we are no longer his icons, distorted or otherwise. And so these last three nights when we were chanting, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming," a beautiful hymn. Certainly he doesn't look like the bridegroom. He is the sacrificial victim. On our holy altars, we have what the Ark of the Covenant had during the time when the Jews were blessed and by God and chosen as his people. What did they have in the Ark of the Covenant? They had the tablets, the commandments that Moses had received on Mount Sinai. They had the manna. What's the manna? At one time, during the time when they were in the Sinai, there was no food. Thousands of people were there. And Moses prayed, and every morning something appeared on the ground, probably on vegetation, and they survived by eating what they called the manna. And the third thing in the Ark of the Covenant was Aaron's rod, which budded, indicating the priesthood blessed by God. But on February 2nd, when we celebrate the presentation of our Lord and the Virgin Mary offers him to the temple, what does Zechariah say? "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel." What was Zechariah saying? "Let your servant depart in peace." Zechariah was a priest of the Old Testament period. He saw the Old Testament priesthood fading. There were hundreds of thousands of priests. They had killed and sacrificed hundreds of thousands of animals. But that was ending, and Zacharias realized it. "Let your servant depart in peace." It was time for him to go. His priesthood was over. The new priesthood he saw in Christ, the infant. And who is Christ? He is the victim. He is the priest. And he is the king. And we see this in the three gifts that the Magi gave when he was born: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold because he is king, frankincense, incense, because he is the one and only priest of Christianity after the order of Melchizedek. And he is also the victim. All three in one. And we have it on an Orthodox altar. The gospel book, the fulfillment, the completion of the law which Moses received from Mount Sinai. The manna, which is in the tabernacle, the reserved sacrament, when someone is ill or needs holy communion right away. We don't have to go through a divine liturgy. We have the manna there, the eternal manna. And of course, we don't need the rod of Aaron, because the priest or the bishop standing there is the representative of Christ, the eternal priest. We are extensions of his eternal priesthood. We didn't die on the cross, he did. How can we say, how can I say the priesthood belongs to me? It's not my priesthood. Much like an ambassador of our country in a foreign land, he must be treated with respect as if it were the president of the United States. So if we are honored, whether we are deacons or priests or bishops, it's not because the honor comes to us. The honor goes to Christ, who has given to us the blessings to serve his people for their edification and for their salvation. This has never changed. It's been the same and will continue to be the same until our Lord returns in glory. So as the theme changes tomorrow from the bridegroom to the final days of our Lord here on earth, let us, as much as we are able, in our private prayer, not necessarily all the time, in corporate prayer, although in corporate prayer it's good also, tell our Lord that we love him. We don't say that enough times. He created us out of love, and yet we don't say enough times that we love him. Maybe because we're not happy with the problems in our lives. He allows certain problems because we might be going in the wrong direction to awaken us. Because as far as this life is concerned, there is only one of two ways, one or two directions we take before we leave this planet, either toward Christ our God or toward the eternal darkness. And we heard enough of the hymns tonight about eternal darkness. And there are no torture chambers as far as orthodoxy is concerned. God is not a God that other Christians say he is going to send you to hell if you don't accept him. That's not orthodox Christianity. That's not Christianity at all. God doesn't punish. We heard it in the gospel reading tonight. He did not come to condemn us. He came to save us. And so let us express our love to him for the rest of this week when we see what he went through because of the love that he has for us, that he does not want us to live away from him, but in his coming kingdom. Let us pray these prayers to ask for his love, to ask for his peace, and to express our love. And I assure you that by the resurrection celebration on Saturday night, Sunday, I know that if not all of us here, many of us will feel his presence and we'll know what direction to take as far as our eternal condition is concerned. May all of us one day greet one another in his eternal kingdom, as well as all people of goodwill here and everywhere. Amen.
Thank you very much, Your Eminence. May God grant you strength, and through your blessings grant us strength as we continue in Holy Week. And may you have a Kalopaska. We'll look forward to seeing you later this week. Thank you. We thank our choir members, our chanters, our readers. God's love and grace and strength be with you all. And have a blessed Pascha. Tomorrow's services continue in the morning. 9 a.m. we will have pre-sanctified liturgy. And then tomorrow afternoon we will have at 4 p.m. the Evangelion, the Holy Unction service. 7 p.m. in the evening we will have the final bridegroom service. And you may be anointed with Holy Unction at that time as well. Please come forward and venerate the icon of the bridegroom. God's love and grace and mercy be with you all.
What time is unction at the folder?
The bridegroom comes in the midst of the night, and blessed is the servant whom he shall find vigilant. And unworthy is the one whom he shall find heedless. Beware, O my soul, lest you be born unto sleep, lest you be given unto death, and of the kingdom you are locked out. Wherefore, rouse yourself and cry out, Holy, holy, holy are you, O our God. Through the power of the cross,
holy are you, O
save us. I see thy bridal chamber adorned, O my Savior, and a wedding garment do I have to enter in. Illuminate the vesture of my soul, O light giver, and save me. Torni forna sum levo, sotimu che cosmi menon che di mauco in aiserto en afton labrinon mu tinstolin tis psichi Dake, I see thy bridal chamber adorned, O my Savior, and no wedding garment do I have to enter in. Illuminate the vesture of my soul, O light giver.